Because there's no chairman here this evening, it's appropriate the council appoint a chairman in place of Alderman Perry, who's leave of absence. Motion by Alderman Matthews, seconded by Alderman Jarman.
Whatever.
To appoint Alderman Goodwin as the chair. All those in favour?
No.
So it's carried.
Carried. All right. We'll declare the meeting open for the infrastructure and works at 5:30 p.m. and all persons in attendance are advised that it is council policy to record council meetings in accordance with council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant council officer. Let's fix that. Apologies. What have we got?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, Alderman Perry and Alderman Rockliffe.
Nominated there. Let's fix that. Declarations of interest. There being none. Right. Procedure. What are we on? On the item three, is it public question time? We have to worry about that, do we, at this point in time?
No.
No, taking care of that. So, questions on notice from Alderman is 3.2. That's... All done, done, done. So now we come to item four, which is the four of the tenders and 4.1 is a tender report contract in relation to weed control. The recommendation is on page six.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman to move and Alderman Matthews to second. Alderman Jarman.
It's all there for us. Quite happy to go forward with this. Thank you.
And Alderman Matthews?
Yep, no, nothing to add, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing further to add? Any other comments at all?
No.
Alderman Jarman to close?
Consider it closed.
Consider it closed. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. 4.2, the tender report for the roadside mowing.
Yep. So moved.
And I'll
page 8 is Alderman Laycock and Matthews. Alderman Laycock?
Nothing further to add, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing. And Alderman Matthews?
No, nothing.
Nothing to add. Any further convention around the table? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Closed. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. 5, instruction works report, riding and skating in the CBD. So the recommendation is on page 15. So Alderman Matthews to move it and Alderman Laycock to second it. Alderman Matthews?
Yeah, nothing to add. We've worked top of this, so that's fine. Thank you.
Alderman Laycock?
It's all in the report, Mr. Chairman.
Report. And any further ones to comment on it? Nothing at all. Alderman Matthews to close?
Consider it closed.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Done. Against? Carried. 5.2, Transport Asset Management Plan Recommendation. It's on page 17. And that's Alderman Matthews and...
Happy to second that.
Alderman Laycock. Alderman Matthews.
No, all in the report.
Nothing to add. And Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing to add. Any further... You want further comments? No. Alderman Matthews to close.
Yep.
Consider it closed. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried. 5.3, the cemetery strategy on year 7 status. The recommendation is on page 49.
So moved.
So it's Alderman Jarman and seconded by Alderman Laycock.
Thank you.
Alderman Jarman, anything to...
No, a lot of work has been gone into this and it's certainly something that we've been involved with for a long time and making sure that we're looking to the future for this. So I think it's a great plan. Thank you.
Very good. Alderman Laycock?
It's all been said. Thank you.
All been said. Any further comments around the table? None at all.
Could I ask a question, please?
Yes,
Chair.
You can.
Of the General Manager. Just in relation to a lot of the publicity in relation to the Anglican Church and, you know, selling off churches and the people with issues of cemetery, has there been any discussion at kind of Legat or whatever, like those kinds of groups, in relation to if there was a possibility of councils looking after those cemeteries as we do our own cemeteries now?
Through you, Mr. Chair. At the last Legat meeting, the item was raised, particularly in relation to the matter of the Anglican Church and their current process for reviewing and selling assets, including churches with cemeteries. As a result of that motion, there has been some media that has been done on behalf of local government talking about the fact that the Anglican Church needs to be mindful of issues around cemeteries and those sort of things as part of this sale. Certainly, there has been an approach from the Anglican Church about that issue, which we've got listed for the next workshop for council because they're wanting some feedback from councils. I don't think that there's a property in Devonport that is an issue in relation to the cemeteries at this stage. But as far as the maintenance and those sort of things are concerned, I think the Anglican Church is making it clear that if there is a community interest in acquiring the church, the cemetery and those sort of things, that there is that opportunity that they could, you know, local councils or community organisations or whatever could arrange to take those things on. There are private cemetery organisations throughout the state. There's one up at Sheffield Claude Road. They've got a private cemetery up there. So there's a number of opportunities that are available, but there is a limited life to a cemetery as well under the legislation that and I can't remember the exact time, but I think it's about 40 years after the last burial, you can go through a process to close a cemetery as well. So those sort of things do happen. So it's probably just a discussion that from a Devonport perspective that council could certainly have, and as I said, planning to bring it to the next workshop.
Thank you.
It's a deep problem, isn't it? Any other comments? That, Alderman Jarman?
Consider it closed.
Consider it closed. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried. We go to 5.4, the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group Annual Plan and Budget, the recommendation 57. Anyone wish to move that?
Happy to move that, Mr. Chairman.
And seconded by Alderman Matthews, Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add apart from when you do an annual plan and a budget, a lot of work's gone into it, so it's good to have it and we can move on. Thank you.
Alderman Matthews?
All in the report.
Any further comments, Alderman Jarman?
Thank you. Through you probably to Mr. West. On page 69, there's just one section there. Coordinate with member councils and other regions to provide consistent updates and improvements to the Rethink Waste website.
What page is that on?
Page 69, according to the iPad. Is that right?
Must be on.
It's not in here, it's in the attachment.
You're right, okay.
It's in the attachment, sorry.
Right, okay,
thank you. A question through the chair. I'm just wondering how we go about this. It's very important. Coffee cups and straws are the big thing at the moment, as well as balloons. And we're seeming to, you know, it's becoming more prevalent. We really need to discuss it on a local government level, I believe, first, so that we can pass it on and get it working on all levels. So is there a way that we can bring that to a workshop, perhaps, so that we could talk about that?
Through Mr. Chairman, Matthew's actually on the Cradle Coast Waste Management group. And so I might deflect to him.
Is it a discussion we could start to have on the local level?
Yeah, through the chair. I guess it is something we could talk about at the workshop. The Rethink Waste Tasmania website is a shared website with the Northern Waste Authority, the Southern Waste Authority and the Cradle Coast Authority, but it's really just a platform to communicate with the community about. It might be best that perhaps I could raise it at the next Cradle Coast Waste Management Group meeting about if our council feels that that's something the region should be looking into. And
it's something I'd like to see that, you know, Devonport could be the council that starts it off for the nine within the Cradle Coast Authority and get the others discussing this. I don't know how we could start that avalanche, but that's where I want to go with this. I certainly would like to bring it up on our level to maybe workshop it at Devonport Council and you take it then to the Cradle Coast Authority. I don't know if we can go that way, but certainly it's a discussion I want to have and very, very soon.
Yeah.
This is in relation to
Our coffee cup problem. It's the disposable cups. We're using the wrong ones. They're just landfill. And there is a way around it. It's a simple solution that we could do. And, I mean, there's a lot of discussion going on
so
at the moment.
So this would be up to the baristas and all them?
Yep, but it's a simple solution. We've got a simple solution to this. But we need to make it happen. And I think we could be the leading light. And if the North West Coast then was the leading light for the whole state, it could be really good.
Perhaps we list it for a workshop.
If that would be good. If that's possible, that's what I'd like to see if that could happen, please.
So
thank you.
So they're biodegradable, what you're saying?
Compostable.
Compostable,
yeah. Thank you.
Any further comments?
Yep, so just through the environmental strategy group that I've just been involved with, looking at our forward planning, one of the suggestions was that we looked at those encouraging our community to divest in its plastics, and also that council would, in all events that happen in the future, most of the product that we use would be compostable and recyclable. So I think we've already started. I noticed that the deck has now got plastic straw, paper straws. And the coffee vendor at Providor Place has a cup library. So he, you borrow a cup to put your cup in, put your coffee in. So those things are happening. It's just slowly, yeah. Thank you.
Plastic bottles is the biggest killer, isn't it, really? That's the one that needs action. Any further comments? No, Alderman Laycock to close?
Consider it closed.
All those in favour, please say aye. Against, it's carried. We go to 6.1 infrastructure and works, bi-monthly update and works report. So it's all contained within the over there, and the recommendation I need. Alderman Matthews, and seconded by Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Matthews.
Realistically, there's nothing further to add. It's a very comprehensive program, so there's really nothing further to
And
say.
Alderman Laycock has seconded.
Looks like we're on target, doing a good job, so nothing further to add.
And anything further, Alderman Emerson?
Thank you. Just a question probably to Matthew or Paul in relation to the cemetery administration role. Is that working well?
Through you, Mr. Chairman, yes, it's only just commenced.
Okay.
And certainly the intention is to make it more accessible, particularly to the funeral directors, but also to people who want to make reservations and those sort of things. Certainly having an admin person at the cemetery at designated times will make that simpler
than what it has been
in the past.
No.
It's just part of one of our customer service roles that we've previously had in here. We're obviously diversifying some of those roles, and this is an opportunity to move it out to the cemetery so that they can actually go on site and talk about cemetery-related issues there on site rather than doing it in office and looking at plans or photos and those sort of things.
No, I thought that was a good move. Thank you.
Anything further?
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Alderman Matthews?
Yep. Nothing.
Closed. Right. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. 6.2, Developers and Health Services Report.
Yeah, so moved.
Alderman Jarman to move it. And
happy to second that.
Alderman Laycock to second it. Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, just a quickie, just spelling error on page 97. But I'm sure we're not doing pluming, we're doing plumbing, but that's a small matter. But other than that, a very comprehensive report as usual.
Yeah.
Well done.
Alderman Laycock? Absolutely nothing. Any further comments around the table? Alderman Matthew, Alderman Jarman to close.
It's only because Alderman Rockliffe's not here. I had to do the correction.
Yep.
Thank you.
Closed.
Consider it closed.
All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Meeting closed at 5:44.